Walter Matthau's son.
Interesting. Who's done a lot of shit, I believe.
Well, he did a lot. This was his last film. And for the last 25 years, he's been a news reporter for New Jersey 101.5, right here in my home state.
Now, have you ever had the chance to listen to him?
No, I just learned it from researching this movie. I've heard 101.5 a million times.
I remember his first rock news broadcast. This just in, Thompson Twins ruled.
No, he's
rock news.
Now, he was in,
you know, Kurt,
he was in Battlestar Galactica and Love Boat, and he was also in our The Concorde, Airport 79.
Interesting. Oh, I'm a fan of that film. I didn't realize it was Matthau in that film.
Yeah, and he played the inciting role of Technician 1.
Here's your book you read, George Kennedy. Thanks, Technician 1.
Apparently, Walter Matthau wrote this scene we're watching right now. This woman here is like his love interest, and they're kind of, her name's Glenda Jackson in real life, but it's Isabel von Schoenberg.
Is it Glenda Jackson? Glenda Jackson.
Yeah. What did I say?
Lisa Jackson.
So anyway,
Carl loves Lisa Jackson. Okay, Freudian slip. You just love Lisa Jackson. That's all.
Now listen. Actress is LaToya Jackson. She's playing Isabel von Schoenberg. Anyway, they're flirting right now.
That's easy for you to say.
Testing wine.
Huh.
So,
well, I mean, she did suggest him for plastic surgery.
He was about to get a desk job, and so instead, he flew to Austria.
Now, who is Glenda Jackson? I mean, this movie, it's like she's a heavy hitter. And she's like the anchor of this film, but I don't remember her in anything else.
Well, she was an English actress and a politician, and she was big in the 50s, but she won Academy Awards for Best Actress for Woman in Love, 1970, and A Touch of Class in 73.
Wow.
You know, she's had a hell of a career. She was elected in 92 for the Labour Party for Hampstead and Highgate.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. Well, all right, that's cool. So she didn't turn into like a Trump-loving MAGA.
She is a liberal. I think she's still alive because in 2015 she stepped down, didn't go and stand for an election.
It's kind of a nice place.
Yeah, we're learning that her ex-husband, you know, it's his place and she manages his affairs, business affairs, now that he's gone.
Gotcha. They need more shit in there.
All right.
I don't know. Like an urn, maybe an ottoman, newspaper, I'll take it out, spy ship, look how spies are.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just taking a spy, there's one right out there. Spy recognized spy.
So, she's going to be the love interest, and she's going to help him. But he hasn't decided what he's going to do yet. He doesn't want a desk job, you know.
Right.
So he's come here to sort of hide out and think about what's his next move going to be.
Interesting. Well, who cares, man? Like, what is a desk job that bad? He wants to be a spy.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was happening is Ned Beatty was really trying to humiliate him. The whole thing is that Ned Beatty has all sorts of files on people. That's how he rose to be in his CIA. What are they called? The local office. call it. And
Satellite, an affiliate. No, wait.
Station?
A compound. No,
something like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, Carl. I'm not CIA. That's my life.
So Walter Matthau had to put up with that. A field agent. He always has been. And
yeah, I'm a real rogue. I'm a real comic. Going on the road means I'm a
right, exactly.
You ever meet the guy?
Yes.
You're not a real comic. You perform comedy, but you're not a rogue comic.
Right. I'm a cruise comic.
Oh, hey, I have a friend that did magic on a cruise.
Huh.
He did that for a while. I don't know. I wouldn't knock it.
Sure. You're in a hotel all day long. I mean, sure. Now, our director here, his name is Neem. He directed the Poseidon Invention.
Wow, this guy keeps afloat, as it were. That's a good movie. I've seen that more than twice.
He also did Gambit. But other than that, he did, I don't know, Scrooge. 1970, not a famous one. But in researching this film, I stumbled upon a film called Meteor with Sean Connery that he directed. So I checked it out. I watched the whole thing, you know.
Was it about a vegetarian?
Meteor?
Oh, I thought you said meat eater. Meteor sucks. I read about that in Dynamite Magazine in 1979. You don't have to tell me how bad Meteor is. That movie, I think it was Bananas. It might have been Dynamite or Bananas Magazine for Scholastic. But yeah, that's you saw it on the YouTube?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube, yes. I couldn't find Outland on YouTube. So I went to your favorite movie site, 123. moviesfree.com and found it. And
they don't have that. Did? You did find that there? Holy shit.
It was good, man. And the father from I Love Everybody Loves Raymond, you know, Joe.
Peter Boyle,
yeah. Peter Boyle. He was the heavy. He was the bad guy.
Wow. You know, it's really tough to find a movie on 123 movie, or movies 123. And you're like, search. Joker? Any other movie but Joker. Sorry, you come up nothing.
No, it's not true, Mike. That site has everything. It has what's in the theater now, and it has stuff that you can't see, that you can't rent from
the internet. I do not condone this. We as a podcast do not condone this.
We do.
This is what you're not.
Yes, it is.
No, we don't.
Yes. Mike, we do not.
Oh.
What authority are you representing, Mike? Okay, now. Window was open, right? Remember he closed the window?
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he finds a surprise bottle of vodka.
Oh, from the KGB. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it cold? At least with the courtesy to chill it?
I guess no.
There's some olive. Oh, there we go. Oh, cute. Oh, wait, so he just turned his back and there it was?
Well, he woke up in the morning. It's tomorrow morning.
Oh, there's nothing better to wake and drink.
Basically, what we learned tonight is, he got lucky. You know, he slept with LaToya Jackson.
Yeah, who would have predicted that? Maybe the Psychic Friends Network.
He wasn't from that.
Yeah, the old classic. LaToya was.
No, she was not. You're thinking
before she joined the labor. She never did that? She did some kind of cheesy phone thing.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so now, of course, Pink Panther Dude is trying to recruit him to be a double agent or a field agent. And Walter's just smitten. You know, he's so happy that he got the offer. But he turns it down, of course. And,
yeah, he's an American.
Yeah, but it's not just because of the flag. It's like, so he brought the vodka with him.
Oh, that's a great idea. What a gentleman.
says,
nothing like a little public park drinking.
He goes, there's lots of money for you. And he goes, that kind of money's a little too expensive to make.
Yeah.
So then,
in rubles.
Yazkov goes, well, what will you do now? Write your memoirs? And we zoom in on him because that gives Walter Matthau the whole idea of this film. He notices that the CIA...
He's getting photographed.
Yeah.
You can tell it's the CIA from that suit, that gray three-piece suit they all wear.
Gulp.
Gulp. He didn't take the money shot. Okay, and smile. Oh, he's already, the Russian guy already had his glass filled.
Yeah, that's right. Is that continuity? Look, he gets.
Well, no, he just got his own bottle.
My memoirs.
There you go. Camera zoom in. Maybe Iron Will. My birthday is Mike's birthday.
Yeah. 1920.
Have you been drinking vodka? That's right. We were both. Well, I think his 100th birthday celebration happened this year. So we were both born in 1920.
So I saw his, not his obituary, but a news story about him passing away. And I learned that at the time he died, he had $5 million in gambling debts.
What? Really? Walter Matthau? Holy shit.
Look at that typewriter, huh?
Yeah, it's, well, you got to play a record while you type. He texts and hunts. Classic.
Okay, now, Toyota is reading it, and she cannot believe he's being honest about what goes on in the CIA. She's like, no, you fucking don't. You're going to get killed.
Excellent. Tripping stuff, catering stuff. That's just we, the audience, get to read it.
Yeah. Don't ever. All we get is like excerpts, like whose dumb idea was it to give a poison cigar to Castro? Stuff like that.
Yeah. I was wondering whose idea that was.
This is like after Watergate, you see. And our perception of the government changed. Like, movies that used to be spy movies like James Bond, now it's like 3 Days of the Condor and Marathon Man and Capricorn right. One. It's all these cover-up films.
Yeah. Capricorn One, the one where they fake the moon landing.
They fake a landing on Mars.
Was it O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Mars. I remember that movie. Peter Hyams.
And I gotta tell you, Mike, that that film, O.J. Simpson is not a murderer. He didn't kill anybody.
I know. I waited till after the credits. I thought it was going to be like a post-credits scene. No.
Right. A post-credits scene of him slicing him up. Nope.
Sam Waterston Young is just creeping me out.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if he's Bill Waterston. Later, Calvin and Hobbes.
Now they find
W-A-F-L-M-O-Y-T. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. You can watch if you want to. You can slap Spiegelman's behind. L-W-A-F-L-M-N-O-Y-T on Mutiny Radio. Mutiny.
Mutiny! It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny!
It's pronounced mutiny.
Mutiny!
Oh, my turnoffs are guys who say mutiny.
Mutiny?
Well, let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman.
Mike Spiegelman. Oh, Mike Spiegelman. Mike Spiegelman. Mike Spiegelman.
Hey!
Mike Spiegelman. Mike Spiegelman.
Mike Spiegelman. Mike Spiegelman.
Look Welcome to LWAFLMMOYT. That's right. I said it. LWAFLMOYT. That stands for Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
LWAFLMOYT. You said it perfectly, and you defined it accurately. Let's watch a full-length movie, you know.
Well, that's what our show is, and if you want to follow our podcast, follow us by our acronym, which we just say up front, LWAFLMOYT, or listen to us streaming live right now, streaming first, I should say, on MutinyRadio.fm. MutinyRadio.fm is in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco. Community radio, great programming. Why, this Sunday, every Sunday, they have terrific programming. Right before us at noon is a show called Where It's Really At. What's really happening? What's really happening?
With yeah, story? You confused it with today's movie, right? That's funny.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Today's movie is in sync with Luke's show.
Yes.
What's really happening? So you can check us out, make a whole afternoon. And then usually, if you're lucky, there's a live show on Sunday afternoon after us. So fingers crossed. But always, as always.
There's very often an open mic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. Always feel free to donate to Mutiny Radio by going to Venmo and throwing $5 to at Mutiny Radio. Helps the station a lot. And that's our only sponsor promotion we do every week. Carl, I'm really excited. The show is Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube. We are going to watch a full-length movie with you. We'll watch it on YouTube, and you'll listen to the podcast while watching the movie. Carl, what is the movie this week?
Today we are watching Where It's At, 1969, with Luke. Where It's At, 1969.
Oh, I get it, because Luke's show is called What's Really Happening, and our movie today is called Where It's At. And
yeah.
Luke's show is now, and our movie is in 1969.
Right. Both time. Yeah, so that's what you're going to put in the YouTube search engine. You're going to put in Where It's At. Of course, it's apostrophe S. It is.
Yeah.
Where It's At, 1969. And you will, if you, okay, if your search results yield two turntables and a microphone, you got the wrong, okay, we like vintage.
Vintage Vegas, you said.
Vintage Las Vegas. We
it's
like that channel. I don't think there is another channel.
All right. Now, listen, this is really important. Where It's At is the most generic term you can be typing into Google all week.
Yeah.
So make sure it's Where It's At, 1969, and it does pop up. Vintage Las Vegas is the
right
channel hosting this movie. We'll be watching it. So we want you to press that link, then hit pause. Then, because you know how to work YouTube so well, move the timer thingy to 000. And wait, we're going to have a special comedian countdown. This is another thing that Carl does. Carl does so much for this show.
Yeah.
He researches movies. He rewatches movies.
Done.
He sees the movies beforehand.
I
he
do.
Also produces a segment where he scours the world and gets him on the phone.
Kevin Conner.
Also a comedian. And a comedian will do our countdown.
Right.
And when the comedian says go, we're all going to hit press the go button. So, Carl, I'm really excited. I don't know who the comedian is or what part of the world it is. Hopefully, state of New Jersey. I don't want you to travel too far this week from your home state. Maybe you know a comedian friend who'd be happy to do it. So, I'm really excited you produced this segment. Take it away, Carl.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Celebrity Comedian Countdown, this time with John Voltarelli. Welcome,
hey.
John.
What's up, Carl?
What's going on?
Trying to be funny, right? Want to make sure it's a funny segment.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're off to a great start. When we first met each other, gosh, is it 2017, I was at the Town Tavern in Parsippany. How did you find out about the open mic?
We make 2017 sound so long ago. It was only a few years. It was 4 years ago, I guess. But I was at Bud Slava. I don't know. I guess that's not a thing anymore. People don't trust it. But I believe I looked it up there. And I work in uh, I work I don't work far from there. So I was like, let me do an open mic. And back then I was of the mindset of you should do get on stage as often as you can. I still kind of am. But and forget about the fact that they didn't have a stage there from what I remember. But I was just like, all right, I looked it up on Bodslava. There it was. I was like, I'm going to go for it.
I was really a newbie to comedy. I just wanted to have something of my own. So I made the mic, and I didn't really know about these Facebook groups. It's much better than Bodslava. And for stage, it was like a faux stage, right? There was this dining area that they clear the tables out of, right? Remember, it served as
a stage. Yeah. It was like almost like a balcony, right? Kind of.
Yeah. It was a pretty bad room. The bar didn't pay attention, right?
Yeah. But at least it was one of those places where you had like patrons there, and some of them were kind of into it.
Yeah, some of them paid attention. Also, the way the room was split, so the dining area was on your left, the bar was on the right. You didn't know who you were, you know, performing for. But okay, what I've noticed since that time is I really think that you've found your comedic voice. You seem to be delivering your jokes the same way, in a consistent way, unlike way back then. Am I right on that?
So in other words, you're saying I haven't improved at all?
I think you have so much improved, and I think you've found your voice now.
Yeah. I don't know, honestly. I don't, you know, I'm still kind of working on it. I don't know that I have. I just feel, especially, I mean, I do kind of cater to who I think an audience, like, for example, last night I was doing a Rich Carlucci show over at the Flamingo Strip Club. And there were all these bikers there. There was like a Latin biker gang. So it turns out we weren't performing, or they weren't involved in our show anyway, but I thought they were. So I was changing. I was doing the opposite that you do if you were going to go on like, the Tonight Show or something, and you had to clean stuff up. I was trying to dirty stuff up so and make it really raunchy. I figured that's what's going to work for these guys. So I was like, I try to like, kind of cater to the audience. So I don't know that I really have a voice. I guess I kind of do, but I feel I still have to kind of develop it more.
Gotcha. One thing I really appreciate you is the way you handle hecklers. Like, you just move on. And I know you know who I'm talking about. It's Scotty's Pub and Comedy Cove. They won't shut their mouths, and you deal with it.
Yeah. I don't mind those guys so much. I kind of find them, I mean, look, I find him funny. Like, No Filter Paul's a funny guy. And I think that maybe I believe it'll make you a stronger comedian. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it messes up my set. Who knows? But I do think maybe that it makes me a little better to kind of deal with that.
Volterelli. This is another thing I appreciate about you. When people mess up the sound of the pronunciation of your name, you don't get all riled.
I figure they don't know who I am anyway. So I'm like, it's all right. You don't have to pronounce it right. It's fine. So it's not a big deal. I guess what if it's a different venue?
Yeah. Well, if it's the Tonight Show, right? If it's the HBO special, we're going to see. Okay, so how can people find you online?
Well, you could find me on Twitter. So I could use the followers, and that's at John Voltarelli. And speaking of my last name, it's Voltarelli. You can go on my Facebook. I have a comedy Facebook page. Just my name, John Voltarelli. I'm on YouTube, too. Same. Guess what? Same thing. John Voltarelli. So you can find me there.
So it is, just for the audience, it's like the word Volt, V-O-L-T, and then the word R, A-R-E, and then it's L-L-I. Volt R-L-L-I.
Yes, I never heard it pronounced quite so weirdly, but yeah.
Ta-da! Okay, so everyone at home is poised to watch that film with us, okay? We're all hovering our finger over the play button, and we're going to hit it at the same time. So why don't you take it away, and let's do the countdown.
3, 2, 1, yeah!
All right, some funky music. That was a terrific comedian count, celebrity countdown.
Okay, so we start off with the...
Beep, you're listening to Radio 11 Archive, captured Monday, June 7th and 2200 hours. This is the voice of Aqua Q.
...forward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
As Inked, your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they sideloaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Up was cold, up was sideways, it was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank. Street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmek put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap. 3 years ago, everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents. A hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. Careful with that, fella, he said. You could buy a paper with that. Frog the editor just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. Not in the coffee shop, man, don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles. Well, that's all right, Hakmek, I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor,
they've got live comedy.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock. We are live from San Francisco, California. My name is Junior Jenkins, and I'm bringing you the Gates of Delirium, a wild tour through the eclectic and esoteric outer fringes of progressive rock and roll. As always, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Alfred's World of Trousers. Alfred has the best trousers at the best prices. We are forever grateful to Alfred for his help supporting the Gates of Delirium. I'm going to get right into the music tonight. We are going to start with a band that came out of Italy in 1974, came out of the New Trolls, put out one album, and then went back and finished out three more albums with the New Trolls. The band is named Ibis. The track is The Valley of Mists from the album Sun Supreme, 1974.
Thank you. imagine having the elite performance of good.
That was the Italian band Ibis. Next, I'm going to bring you a band from Britain. The name of the band is Melting Euphoria. This is a album they put out in 1997, Inside the Gardens of the Mind. And this track is going to be Daisy Chain of Thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you.